Welcome to Sustain This, a podcast where we discuss mindful consumption, personal style, and the quest for living a more intentional life. I'm Alyssa, a sustainable stylist.
And I'm Christina, a shopaholic turned minimalist-ish.
And I'm Sina, a color consultant and slow fashion style coach.
Together, we will unpack the nuances of what it really means to be a conscious consumer and find more joy in what we have right now. So grab your tea, your coffee, or whatever floats your boat and join us in the conversation. Let's go.
Yay.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This is our last episode in Copenhagen. It's our last episode of us being in the same room together, so please enjoy, drink it in. I'm sure we're going to be doing this again, so, you know, if you guys keep liking and subscribing and sharing the podcast, it helps us grow, and then we can take more trips to meet again and do this in person. So please do. So today we're going to talk about, I think, a wardrobe mistake and maybe a wardrobe assumption that a lot of us are making, and that is trifurcating our wardrobe. So what do we mean by that? So this is something that we have learned from Queen Amy Smilovic again, from the founder of Tibi, and she has a lot of content on her TikTok and Instagram that talks about how talks about why the bifurcated or trifurcated wardrobe sucks. And it's essentially, so, you know, bifurcation means like splitting it into two. Trifurcation means splitting it into three. So, for example, you have your work wardrobe and your weekend wardrobe. Or you have your work clothes, your casual workout weekend clothes, and then you have your like date night clothes. And it just keeps separating your closet into more and more categories that I think actually makes it so we wear our clothes less and we kind of filter our clothes to be worn only for very specific occasions, which ends up just creating a lot of confusion and a lot of underutilization of our wardrobe. So today we're going to talk about why the trifurcated wardrobe sucks and how you can fix that, how you can change that and start using your clothes across events and places and scenarios.
Yeah. I feel like this is something I learned from you, and I feel like this is a great example of how you learn something all the time.
Yeah.
So when I get home, I'm definitely gonna try to blur the lines a little bit more. Because I totally see like how, yeah, like you say, how it makes you use your clothes less. Because I would always make, you know, mini capsule wardrobes for like my work, workout capsule, and then my mom wear capsule, and my mini occasion wear capsule. And I think, you know, it's okay to have like very special pieces that you only wear to like weddings and stuff. Depending on your lifestyle, but I think it's great to challenge yourself to kind of blur the lines a little bit more and really utilize your clothes more. So that's definitely, when I get home, I think I'm gonna find a day to see, okay, should I maybe try to hang some of my workout leggings, like just so that I have them with the rest
as
of my as a real option, like even my loungewear, like try to blur the lines a little bit more and see how I can like work around that kind of thing.
So how would you do that? Let's take loungewear for example. How would you elevate loungewear, maybe not necessarily to work, but like to play and to home?
Yeah, you know, for example, like I have a matching set, like with they're like light gray joggers and then a light gray hoodie. Like, okay, well, even the hoodie, because like you wore an outfit to the airport, you know, with the biker jacket and the hoodie, and like trying to combine those pieces more with my everyday wear.
Yeah.
I just kind of like that idea, like combining the best of both worlds more, because I think I've been doing it this way. Like doing like the whole trifurcated closet thing to preserve my clothes.
Yeah.
But as you say, sometimes you end up then not really wearing them and like celebrating them, which is such a shame.
My friend says she has a great saying. She says, rock it like a Honda. So like people buy Honda vehicles. This is not sponsored, not endorsed by Honda, but you buy like, so, you know, they have a reputation to be very reliable and people drive them until they die. And I feel like that's kind of similar to also what we talked about, how like why we don't wear our clothes to death anymore, and like the aim is to try to wear out your clothes. Like rock it like a Honda, wear it until it wears out, keep wearing it, wear it in different occasions. And like it's I think what causes the trifurcation of the wardrobe is like buying an item specific to one place. So like, these are my work pants and therefore I only wear them to work. Mm. But so is there a way that, so Amy also calls this PDW, so play, dinner, work. So what can you take one item and use it as a tool across occasions? And it's kind of almost like that idea of like, you know, going from day to night. Mm-hmm. What other pieces or elements of style can you add to kick it up a notch or to dial it down? Mm-hmm. And that way it gives you more versatility across occasions in your wardrobe.
Not to mention like how many like really nice and personal outfits you can come up with. Yeah. Like it's, mm-hmm. yeah, really exploring your personal style in all its levels kind of yeah. thing. Yeah. You had the running shoes. I think we talked about that at some point.
Running shoes. I feel like they I've worn my pajamas example. Also when I travel. Like, well, really? Last year when I was in Portugal, I had my really nice pajama set. It's like a beautiful silk pajama set, like cool print. And I remember I was in Portugal and it was warm. And I was like, I'm going to wear my pajama top today. And it looked great. I wore it with jeans and a sneaker and a baseball cap. And it was fantastic. Like, it's, yeah. I think with the element, you mentioned the elements of style, and I think it's very much about, if it's new, this idea of like mixing your work pants. You hear that so often. Like, I bought these trousers for work, but like, mm-hmm. it's a trouser. It's probably like a very simple piece. So I think it's about finding the opposite, like that unexpected element. So like, if your trouser is for work, yeah. what would you'd pair it with? A hoodie or maybe like a denim. Denim is the easiest, like, chiller of all things. So like,
yeah, I think it's very easy to like take the item and describe it, like, and there's no right or wrong way to do that. So yeah. if I'm grabbing a pair of black trousers that are pleated, high-waisted, wide leg, what are some words I can use to describe it? So if it's a work pant, maybe sharp, tailored, structured, polished. So, and maybe if I want to feel polished, then I'll add more polished pieces and that's what I'll wear to work. But then if I want to dial it down, think of some words that are opposite to that. So what's opposite of polished? And again, there's no right or wrong here. Just choose whatever comes to mind. So casual, relaxed, undone, chill, fun. And take pieces that feel that way and combine them. Mm-hmm. And that's like a really fun way to play with contrast and opposites yeah. and just have fun. So, which is why, like, I think, you know, in a lot of street style and style that I find inspiring, like, they will wear trousers with a hoodie
yeah.
or with a pair of sneakers instead of like a loafer, for example. Yeah. And you can do the opposite. Like, I've seen people wear leggings or joggers and then they put on that are more sporty and then they put a loafer on.
Yes. Mm.
And it looks so cool.
Looks great.
It looks great.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's mixing like high and low yeah. almost, you yeah. know?
And it's also, I feel like it's also a great tool to help you edit your wardrobe when you move through different phases of your life. Mm-hmm. Like trying to, we get those kind of questions a lot, both like in our like the community we have together here with the podcast, but also separately. I think people will ask us like, for example, if you retire, like, what do I do with all of the pieces I used to wear? And now I have a completely different lifestyle, or I've become a parent. What do I do? Like, I can't wear the mm-hmm. pieces I used to wear. So it's about like, okay, figuring out how can you make a balance between who you like, how can you integrate who you used to be with who you are now and still be able to hold on to those bits of yourself that you used to be and then wear whatever new pieces that you're wearing right now. I find that to be a great exercise.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it can feel very uncomfortable at first.
Yes.
You feel a bit silly. Yeah.
But I think it's because you're used to, I think though, like what you immediately think of when you think of a certain outfit, it kind of, this is where your three words I think can come into play, because yeah. your three words, you can often, I think you can always combine at least two in an outfit that you're creating. Mm-hmm. And so when you're going, like, I want to go back to a corporate outfit. And when I think corporate, I think, like, blazer, fitted button-down shirt, trousers, loafer, structured bag. Mm-hmm. And, but if your three words are classic, minimal, and undone, all of that might feel a little too classic. And it's like, it's a little too one note, a little leaning too much into those words. So if you're thinking about untrifurcating your wardrobe and like leaning into PDW, aka play, dinner, work for your clothes, like, I think it's a tool to help you get dressed according to your three words for where you're going. Mm-hmm. So like, if I feel too polished with like a super fitted blazer and then a super fitted button down and super fitted trousers and loafers, then I might, you know, if I want to be more relaxed, then maybe I'll put on a t-shirt that still feels nice and clean and still looks good, or maybe a slightly oversized blazer, or maybe, you know, finding pieces that add more relaxation to that look. And then that blazer I can take, you know, I can, if I'm going to dinner after work, then maybe I just switch out the t-shirt or the button down for like a tank top or a bandeau, like a strapless top or something a little bit more glam. Mm-hmm. And that's the piece that, or I switch out a bag or something.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just like very simple switches that take that foundational outfit and change the mood a little bit.
Balance it however you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think also, I like how you were saying, Christina, how there's no right or wrong. And Sina, you said it's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
So I think that's where, like, yeah, when people find it very uncomfortable, you have to... I think it's also part of, like, owning, like, we've been talking a lot about, like, your aura versus your aesthetic. And I think if you do have to be comfortable in it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to be confident in it, and... That's also very helpful in making this kind of successful. Mm. And maybe you use pieces that still feel very personal to you. Like, that's where I find, like, signature accessories can come into play, or, like, whether it's a signature pair of glasses or, like, a trusty shoe that you feel good in. Like, that's where you can kind of ground yourself again if you are experimenting a lot with these things and, like, mixing and matching, and you're like, oh, does this work? And then it's like, okay, I'll still feel like me if I...
Yeah.
Have the shoe or have the sunnies or whatever. You know?
You guys especially have been doing it on this trip because you've had to pack in like a carry-on only. So you've had to be really creative with what you've brought. Mm-hmm. So you've been wearing your running shoes with like your regular outfit.
Yeah.
And was it on the podcast yesterday? We talked about that. You thought about that even before you bought the running shoes.
Yes.
You're like, okay, they're for running, but you're making sure that you can integrate them with the rest of your wardrobe if you need to.
Yes.
And you wore workout leggings yesterday to dinner with like your hoodie and then the cool like leather jacket and then the little silver ballet flats to kind of offset and not make it feel so workout.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's so what I really did there was just like, again, playing with contrast and sort of the opposite. So because if I did hoodie, sneakers, leggings and like my little gym socks, it looks like I'm going to the gym.
Yeah.
And it feels like I'm going to the gym. And I don't want to feel that way when I'm going to dinner, but I still want to be comfortable. And like, this was a very casual dinner setting. Like, you know, I'm not going to go.
But you look cute.
Thank you.
I think we could have gone out though. I think we could have gone to a local.
Yeah.
Cafe. I think you still would have.
And it still would have been okay. Okay, cool.
You have the slick back hair.
Yes.
And jewelry. Like,
yes.
There are a lot of things to offset the rest of the outfit.
Hair does play into that too. Yeah. I think hair and jewelry and accessories, as you say, right?
Yeah.
So if it's feeling a little too one note, then I feel like that's where we can get into, well, these clothes are only for the gym, or these clothes are only, and you know, like, I'm not, like, sometimes when I go to the gym, I will, you know, I'll put on my hoodie and I have my sports bra, my leggings and my sneakers, but then I'll put on my like oversized blazer on top. And this is just to commute to the gym. I'm not working out in my blazer. I'm wearing layers so that I'm not sweating in it. I'm protecting that, but why not?
Throw your trench coat over it.
Yeah. Yeah, it will make you feel a little bit excited to like...
Yeah.
I'll do that even if I go on my Sunday like grocery, like the weekly food shop. I'll like, okay, I'm going to dress up a little bit. I'm going to wear my green wool coat, even though I'm going to probably be there so early that no one else is going to be there. But it's an internal feeling of like, I feel good about myself. Yeah.
I think both of you mentioned something really interesting, and it's like... Or like particularly you were saying like, oh, I want to feel excited when I do the grocery. And Christina, you were like, I don't want to feel like I'm going to the gym. I want to feel like I'm going for dinner. So it's almost like, can you start when you're starting this process? And if you are trying to mix and match, start by like, how do I want to feel?
Yeah.
It's a weekend. no, I don't want to feel like I'm going to the office. So like, but maybe I like these trousers. Maybe I want to get more wear out of them. So how do I want to feel? If you have to wear these trousers, then like maybe focus on that. Like, what's your end goal? How do you want to move through your day? And maybe it's soft. So say you want, like I would take it like one piece at a time. Like say you have a pair of work trousers that you're like, I want to wear these more often. I like the way they fit, blah, blah, blah. Start with those and then maybe build around how is it that you want to feel and really think of the elements. Like, is it like a soft texture? Is it a soft color palette? Is it like, and then just listen. I would try and maybe let that guide you also because again, like we talked about in that TikTok episode, like we are constantly seeking this like external validation, this external inspiration. When I think we know what we want, we know what looks good.
Yeah.
Like
we know how we want to feel.
Yes. And yeah, we know how we want to feel. So maybe trust your instinct, like just trust yourself. And then I think the more you do it, the more you step out in something that you trusted yourself to put together, I think the more like grounded and rooted you become in your own style that is less influenced by like outside things, you know?
And I think that's when you like when you do that so authentically to yourself, I feel like that's when you see, like if I saw you walking down the street, I'd be like, that's when you say, oh, that's fashion. Oh, that like, or sorry, that's when you say like, oh, that's style. Oh, she's got style. Like you get drawn to it.
Yes.
And because it's part of how you carry yourself and like that comes through.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I like that.
Yeah.
Building on how you feel is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and like you mentioned, like you can start with, if it's a pair of pants that you really like it could also be, okay, today I know I'm going to be with my toddler all day and we're just going to go to the library and I know I'm going to get spilled on and I'm going to be crawling on the floor, but I don't want to just look dead. Like
feel dead.
Yeah, feel dead. Yeah, exactly. Or feel like I'm like, you know, today is not... I don't want to feel like today was not worth it, because that's what you do, you know, you indirectly you're saying to yourself that today is not worth it, like I don't want to try because it's not really worth it or whatever. So you can almost like reverse that and say, okay, now I've put on like all this super sloppy like mom wear, can I like change one of the pieces, like swap one of the pieces to a slightly more dressy piece that will still allow me to move freely and like but just like you say, like give that bit of contrast,
even if it's like your bag, like the diaper 100%. Bag that you carry or the tote bag or something, right? I think there's ways to still feel elevated that just like are in the little excuse me, that are in like the little details.
Because I feel like there's nothing wrong with an all casual outfit.
Yeah.
Like a sweat, like even a sweatsuit with sneakers, like that could be a great starting point, but then slick your hair back to kind of offset it and put in a pair of hoops.
Yes.
Like make your skin look a little bit glowy or something, you know, so that it look like you actually, like that will work too.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, I think the whole idea of play dinner work and like untrifurcating your wardrobe is like, it kind of reminds me of like, the capsule wardrobe in a sense of like the classic capsule wardrobe where things mix and match and go together for different scenarios. So like if you buy a silk slip dress, you can wear that to an event with like your heels and like, you know, even a blazer over your shoulders and a great clutch. But if you want, you can wear it to a farmer's market on the weekend with a tote bag, a trench, and a pair of flip-flops or sneakers. Mm-hmm. So I think that's like, it's just finding... It's just not designating one piece for one thing to play one role. It's really finding ways to be versatile and creative with your clothes.
Yeah.
Do you have any pieces that are PDW for you? The workhorses in your closet? Like, what are they for you?
I feel like if I'm being honest, like most of my things probably could be if I tried harder to like blur the lines, and that's why I'm saying like when I get home I want to do that exercise, like I want to, like obviously there will be some of the shoes, like I have my little metallic gold pumps, I have my little slingbacks, I know I'm not gonna wear those to like everyday things. Those are more like special occasion kind of things for me. But I don't know, like I will wear jeans for going out, like And like you say, like, I can easily wear a blazer, like, going to the gym. Mm-hmm. And even when we went to dinner in London, we went to this cute little place called Jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. I wore, like, tailored trousers and then just a light blue sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. With, like, a bunch of jewelry. And usually that light blue sweatshirt, I use it for, like, traveling or weekends. But I was like, it's a nice color and I'm wearing tailored trousers, so maybe, like... And, you know, a pair of boots. So I definitely have more of those kind of pieces than I probably am aware of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, everything is fair game.
Yeah.
Everything is fair game.
And it's about how you put things together and how you manipulate things to feel suitable for the specific situation.
Yeah.
And the mood you're like, or the feeling you want to spark within yourself. Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I would agree. I think so. Yeah. And I think it's just like... I keep going back to the example of going to the gym. Mm-hmm. And I think a good example of that is like, you know, when you're, I'm commuting to the gym. So instead of wearing like my leggings, my sneakers, my sports bra, you know, like a little athletic jacket and then like a puffer vest or something with a hat. And, you know, that's like, I'm ready to go to the gym. I look like I'm going to the gym. People think I'm going to Pilates. Like, if you're going, if you see me in the street, like, that's where I'm going. Mm. So then, you know, I might throw on a trench coat or, like, put on a loafer instead of a sneaker and then change my shoes when I get there. Or do my hair or, like, bring a really great bag instead of a backpack or, like, a bum bag or something. So it's just, like, the little details and the little swaps. And not... You know, like, you're not going to have, you know, if you're going for, like, a marathon, like, a 5K run, like, obviously, like, yeah, but, so it's, like, really, you know, think about it there, but it's, like, kind of, like, the on the way there or whatever it is, you know, yeah, you're not running in your blazer and that type of thing, but.
I think the pants you're wearing today is a great example, because you wore those, like, traveling, but you've also been wearing them, like, out and about quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah, so these, the pants I'm wearing, they're kind of, like, they kind of remind me of like an Adidas track pant, so they're kind of like an active wear knit pant, but and they're drawstring, so they're very comfortable, and I can dress it down with like a t-shirt, but I would 100% wear these pants with like a bodysuit and a blazer or like a fancier top and like even like a pointed slingback mule, like no problem, easy. And I think that's just, yeah, it's just a fun way to like, you know, if I want to feel comfortable and be comfortable, I don't feel underdressed at the same time.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what makes them amazing is like they have that little bit of shine to them, which both gives like athletic Adidas kind of vibe, but it also gives I'm going to dinner.
Like interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool.
Do you have any like pieces that are like that comes to mind like that, that are crossover?
Like, I think the most of the wardrobe, except for the hardcore, like, evening pieces, like the flouncy
like
dresses
your, and
the
fringe skirt.
The Muppet. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the boots. Even the boost yeah, I'll wear, like, in a cowl, wear
would,
just like wide leg jeans.
Would be so good with like a pair of track pants.
Yeah, I would.
Honestly.
Yeah, I don't own track pants. I own like sweats, but not like a good track pant.
Yeah.
I should get some. Could be a vibe. Could be a really good vibe. But yeah, I think most of the wardrobe really is. Mm-hmm. But I think I also understand the appeal. Like, if someone doesn't love getting dressed, you know, doesn't enjoy fashion and clothes and style as much as we do, I understand the reason why. Like, I think as humans, we also want to, like, like order. We like the categories, you know? So I think it's like getting to a point where you can open your closet and you see the opportunities. Yeah. I think that's where it's like.
And I think actually doing the like parting my wardrobe has been very helpful in that process to get to know my style and get to know styling tools and how can I 100%. Utilize. So I think it's a great way to start.
To start.
Because it feels less overwhelming.
Yes.
Then I think too, if you start to apply. If you start to see your clothes less as the track pant or the trouser for work, and if you start seeing things as elements, like maybe you organize your closet by color, or maybe you organize your closet by fabric or like what's an or by silhouette. Like maybe you take an element that you are most drawn to, and that might like physically rearrange in your closet. Like if you really want to do this, like if you really want to start mixing and matching, then maybe it's also about the physical rearrangement of your closet. Like all your silks, all your blouses are together. Doesn't matter if it's one's for work and one was more sexy for going out. Like who cares? Because it's not about the sexy versus the work.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
about
the going out top.
Like oh my god, like 20, it's like 2009. But like you know what I mean? Like like it's not about that it's about the fact that it's flouncy, it's soft, it's
maybe even your keywords
like I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there,
that's
but that's what I would do, like pick these elements, because then you'll start seeing your clothes as what they are, which is, as both of you have said, they're tools.
That's how I learned right? in my closet, actually.
Oh, I'm getting so inspired. I'm going to do a whole other
rehaul.
Like, organization kind of thing when I get home.
Yeah. But I just, because it's really about, like, seeing your clothes as elements of style is, like, such a game changer.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then you can really, it's like a paintbrush, you know?
Yeah.
But you say you organize your closet that way?
If I understand what you mean, I do it by like clothing type and by color. So yeah. I will have like all of my Oxford shirts together, and then I have, you know, I go dark to light. So black, blue, white, and then I have like my long sleeve tops all here, and then t-shirts, and then tank tops, and then all my trousers are together, my denim's together. And then all my blazers are together. So,
I mean, I kind of do that too, but I still have that very, like, this big section is my everyday wear, like everyday work wear. This drawer is my mom wear. This drawer is my workout wear. So I feel like I definitely, that's why, again, I feel like I need to blur the lines a little bit more. And it's been very helpful, like building a capsule wardrobe this way, like I said, but I feel like I've passed that point, but I've never realized that I actually passed that point.
Can you film it for us?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should do a video.
Cool. Yeah, and I think, well, organizing my wardrobe that way, so by type and by color, also just helps me grab and go. So, you know, and I think also when you think of your wardrobe as a more blended entity, it really makes that grab and go really simple, because it's just like, okay, shirt, whatever, like I'm out the door. And that's kind of like the whole like get it looking good in a rush, or like effortless quote-unquote dressing. Yeah, it helps.
100%.
And I think it's really important, though, to talk about how, or just to mention that, like, the grab and go is possible, like, because there's been a lot of work ahead of time, right?
Yes.
There's been a lot of personal discovery ahead of time. There's been a lot of shopping your closet ahead of time.
The myth of effortless style.
The myth of effortless. It's not because you bought all of the same, like, color palette pieces, or it's not because, you know, it's because there was a lot of work done at the beginning. So you just know, and you've curated your closet to a point where it's like, I can, like, yeah, this is my denim pile. Here's the end, you know? Or like, you know what silhouette you want. So you know what other silhouette is going to complement, because you know what textures you want to work together, whatever. But that comes with a lot of work beforehand. So I just think, be patient with yourself. Because again, we talk about this all the time, but like, it is a process and it is a journey, and you can't expect to nail these things right away. You will walk out feeling like a clown wearing sneakers and trousers, and like maybe you won't like what you wear that day, and that's okay too. Like,
doesn't mean your entire closet sucks.
It doesn't mean your entire closet sucks.
Kind of like that saying, it's not a bad life, it's just a bad day. You know, it's not a bad wardrobe, it's just a bad outfit.
And exactly. Like, and you kind of have to go through the flops to find out what works, and this is also where, like, getting into the habit of taking those selfies and, like, try, like, wearing the outfit for a day and maybe, like, thinking back on how it felt. And I think, again, like, the more you do it, this is not, like, the right term to, it's almost like exposure therapy to me a little bit. Like, the more you try it, the more maybe you'll acclimate to it and be like, oh, why wasn't I doing this sooner? You know, like, it's gonna feel uncomfortable to begin with, no matter what, I think. But anything new is.
But anything worth, like, you know, achieving comes with a bit of work. So
and a bit of risk.
Yeah.
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 And like, really, what are we risking? Okay. Yeah. Like, let's be real. Yeah. We're very like,
yeah.
We're all like, we're very lucky to be talking about this right now.
Yes,
so,
we are. Yeah.
You know?
Oh, the other thing that this made me think of is I think a lot of times, we might have a tendency to, if we find something that we like that works, we'll just like buy multiples of it or yeah. like get it in a bunch of different colors and like call it a day. But I think playing, like looking at your clothes as elements and as tools rather than like outfits that we like, you know, that we repeat over and over, I think it just like gives you a lot more liberty to like play with your wardrobe and just like have fun and have a bit more creativity. Yeah. And in a way that I think, you know, buying multiples of the same piece and just like calling it a day, I think we do that with a goal to like find ease and like make it really simple. Mm-hmm. But I think you can still have simplicity in variety. It's just like how learning how to be versatile with it and have yes. some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the real work. Yeah.
So let us know, do you have any hero pieces in your wardrobe that can take you across play, dinner, and work? And is your wardrobe a trifurcated one? And if it is, are you willing to blur the lines a little bit?
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments below. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you guys. This is our last episode in Copenhagen. Oh my God. It was so cool. Yay.
Yay. Party.
For those of you listening, we just had a big group hug. But thank you so much for watching. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, like and follow and rate it on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. And thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
Thank you so much for joining in our conversation this week. If you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple and leave us a rating and review. It's one of the best ways to support the Sustain This podcast at zero cost to you.
We're also a community-led podcast, so if you have any questions for us, topic requests, or even guests you want to hear from, please send us a DM on Instagram at sustainthis_podcast. We read all of our comments and look forward to hearing from you.
We hope you join us again next Tuesday, where we'll talk about so much more than clothes. Ciao!